Again, welcome to our program, Ethical Issues. This is Daniel Belkin. The issue today is, every man for himself? Today we're going to look into the tradition of the sea and the order to abandon ship. When a ship is in distress, who is evacuated first? Who is the last to leave the ship? Is this a law of the sea? The order to abandon ship automatically assumes two things. One is that women and children will leave the ship first, and the second is that the captain is the last one to leave the ship. These two unwritten rules seem to be as strong as real law. That's why Ioannis Avranas, the captain of the Greek cruise ship the Okeanos, has been greatly criticized even though all 571 passengers survived when the ship sank. Avranas left his ship and got on a helicopter, while about 160 passengers were still waiting for help to arrive. Some of those passengers were elderly and ill. The hero of the sinking ship turned out to be a passenger from South Africa who operated the ship radio and made certain that everyone was safe. He even rescued Avranas' dog. In reality, there is no law of the sea that requires the captain to remain with the ship to the end, and Avranas and his employers argued that the evacuation was best directed from the shore because the communications were so bad on the sinking ship. But the captain made people even angrier when he said, "When I order people to abandon ship, it doesn't matter when I leave. Abandon is an order for everybody." Avranas' actions went against the tradition of the sea. That tradition was most clearly demonstrated by Captain Smith of the Titanic. When a ship began to sink after its fatal collision with an iceberg, he made sure that women and children left the ship first. Smith did, in fact, go down with the ship, and so did 1,500 passengers and crew. This women and children first tradition on the sea is relatively new. It began with the sinking of the British ship, the Birkenhead, in 1852. The Birkenhead went to the bottom of the sea with nearly 500 men. All 13 women and children on board were saved because the men gave up their places in the few available lifeboats. That was the first time something like that had ever been heard of. Believe it or not, before that, women were likely to be thrown overboard in emergencies so that men could have a greater supply of food. Avranas doesn't understand why people are so angry with him and why they seem to think that his behavior was irresponsible and cowardly. He claims that he has lost his ship, and he wonders what could be worse than that.